Even with a government policy that's not eager to change the U.S. embargo, there are legal ways for Americans to visit Cuba. We'll get an update on how Cuba's changing without Fidel at the helm, and how its tourism industry works in just a bit today on Travel with Rick Steves. We'll also celebrate Oktoberfest with a hike in the woods of Germany later in the hour. Let's start among the fall colors of Quebec with travel writer Cray Bauer. Cray is an American with a real affinity for our neighbor to the north, and Canada is the focus of much of his writing and travel. He's here to point out where you can find a bit of European style, plus some pretty good maple syrup and blueberries among the whitewashed back roads of La Belle Provence. Cray, it's good to have you back.
My pleasure, Rick.
When we think about Quebec, how is it distinct culturally? We have an image of Canada, but Quebec is really culturally its own place, isn't it?
It is, and very much by design and by self-design. If you travel into the cities in Montreal, or especially Quebec City, you'll see many more fleur-de-lis than you will see the maple leaf.
Yeah, I understand you won't see as many maple leaves in Quebec as you would elsewhere in Canada.
No, and I think the best example is on Canada Day, July 1st, is actually called Moving Day in Montreal, and everybody changes their leases then. Thousands of people move on Moving Day. They take their apartments outside. It's much more, again, like Europe, much more lease and rental friendly than ownership status quo.
So a little more European in its culture and its
business
style. Very
much so. And I think you'd find that quite familiar. And of course, it's the deeper you go into Quebec toward Quebec City and northern Quebec, you'd find that as well.
I understand they even have a term ROC for the rest of Canada.
Right, exactly. You there are many of these terms. But very interestingly, in the Quebec that borders Vermont and New Hampshire is called the Eastern Townships. And these were one of the places where loyalists went during the American Revolution.
Now, isn't that interesting? So people who supported King George and they lost to the founding fathers, George Washington and the colonial army and so on, they really thought, let's get the heck out of here. And they went up to Canada, where they could still be loyal to England.
Exactly. Most famously, they went to Kingston, Ontario. But also you find all along the border, you'll find these towns, very quaint
just
towns.
Just north of the border.
Just north of, exactly.
So you have a little bit of that New England flavor surviving there to this day?
Quite so. And more so than the conifer forests of Vermont and New Hampshire, you find these rolling hills, many glacial lakes, and little villages where they speak a sort of combination, Franglish, if you will, where often they'll speak, and quite comfortable with Americans and Anglo-English speakers.
Just like a lot of Americans would sort of confuse Mexico with Spanish culture, I bet a lot of Americans confuse Quebec with French culture, and it's just because they speak French doesn't mean they eat a lot of frog legs, right?
No, exactly right. They eat a lot of poutine, which is the French delicacy, which is French fries covered with gravy and cheese curd. And this has been taken in the
poutine.
Renaissance of comfort foods that we're experiencing at the moment. Poutine now you can get with the French fries are cooked in duck fat. And then foie gras on top.
Oh, okay, so you want to go to a diner in Quebec, you'd ask for poutine to get something really
you
local.
You would, usually after 2 a.m., though, or after you've skied or cross-country skied all day. It's a lot of carb reload, if you will. So it's great for post-skiing.
I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Cray Bauer about Quebec. And Cray is a travel writer. He's got a blog at msntravel.com. And his website is flowingstreamwriting.net. Cray, we talked about how you wouldn't see as many maple leaf flags, but when I think of Quebec, I do think of maple syrup. It's sort of a culture, isn't it?
Absolutely. Maple syrup and cheeses, a very strong farming community. Farms are small, independent farms are well supported in this region, and you can find virtually anything made of maple, sweetened with maple, I should say, in Quebec.
What's a sugar shack?
A sugar shack is where the maple syrup is actually boiled down into, you know, creating the syrup that we find when we boil other things that may not taste very appetizing at first, but you add a little bit of heat and magic happens. And so you'll find the sugar shacks. You can often work. The kids are interested in going in and helping to during the maple syrup season. And you go and you tap the maple tree and the sap runs out and then you are on the process of making maple syrup. Really fun hands-on activity
for kids. That's a fun
time
to be there. Tap time in Quebec.
Yeah.
Whoopee! Now, when we think about Quebec, of course, Montreal and Quebec City are the big cities, and they've got their charm and their energy. But Let's talk just about the atmosphere or the feeling of the countryside, small town Quebec. What are the different regions and what do they have to offer? What are the big hits for travelers in Quebec?
Well, one of my favorite regions is the Saguenay region, north of Montreal, a few hours. And they have completed La Véloroute de Blouet, which is the bicycle route of blueberries, 256 kilometers or about 160 mile. 90% is designated bike path, meaning you're not even on the same surface as the cars that are passing.
Nice.
And wonderful activity. There's a 5 and 7 day tour that you can do just by yourself. Number of Vélo Maison, which are bike community centers. You'll go into a small town and there'll be a community center where you can get another patch for your bike or sit around and talk to other cyclists.
So this is Saguenay.
This is in Saguenay, and you also travel through several, two national parks. We started out at Pointe-Talon National Park riding through the birch forest. And as someone who grew up in the Northeast, being among birches again was wonderful.
So this would be real tranquil farm country, sort of very pastoral, cheese sampling, this sort of
exactly. thing. In fact, I stopped at a fromagerie and met the main dairyman who told me they'd been organic for 20 years, not because of the trending, but because they realized it was the best agricultural practice.
Very nice. And this would be sort of enthusiastically francophone?
I think certainly the music, the entertainment is that way, you'll find, and of course the speech, but very friendly people.
Mm-hmm.
And another interesting point in contrast, say, to Europe is that the church steeples, this is a heavily Catholic area, the church steeples are made of aluminum because this is an aluminum mining area. And so it was quite an adjustment for me to go in and see this big shiny steeple in this little village.
C'est à la cabane à sucre qu'à la motte par chez nous. C'est à la cabane à sucre qu'on a fait un rendez-vous. Si les filles sont mises à dire, vive les gentils garçons.
I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Cray Bauer. And Cray's a travel writer from the United States who focuses on Canada. He writes a blog at msntravel.com. And Cray's website is flowingstreamwriting.net if you want to read more about Canada. Cray, what are some specific places we could put on our itinerary if we're thinking about doing Quebec outside of the big cities of Quebec City and Montreal?
Well, first, I would go to Quebec City, but take the train along the St. Lawrence River to Le Massif, which is the mountain range north of Quebec City. This is a gorgeous route. You get a sense of the, especially in the fall, the changing sugar maples and other maples.
Now, I don't picture Quebec as having mountains. What's this massif? Are they rolling hills? It's like Appalachia or what?
Slightly higher than Appalachia, but similar. The Laurentian Range. There are several ranges in northern Quebec that that run through. And so, and a few, most famously Mont-Tremblant, the ski area, but there are other ski areas as well.
Now, talk more about the region along the St. Lawrence River. That southeastern Quebec is quite dramatic and quite charming.
It is. There are several gorges as you go through. And also, of course, the St. Lawrence's importance, long before the Mississippi was being exploited, was the artery that really was the reason why the British and the French and
really
the Americans
the
came to terms.
That's the Ruhr Valley of Canada. That's probably where the industrial might was back in the early industrial age.
Absolutely. And we see it in the States, of course, with Buffalo, with Cleveland. And the headwaters of the St. Lawrence are actually in Minnesota. And therefore, they claim the St. Lawrence, the Great Lakes, are all an expansion of the St. Lawrence River. So you really get its importance.
Do you feel a kind of a rust belt feeling there? Or do you feel a charming old world energy? Or what's it like in the old industrial towns along the St. Lawrence River?
Well, mostly what you have are agricultural towns. And so you have these beautiful farms with bright red roofs and red-roofed silos, or bright green, as we think of Anne of Green Gables and Prince Edward Island, that kind of environment, all whitewashed. I mean, really a stunning pastoral
of agriculture. So it just sounds like a very, I mean, if there was comfort food for travelers, it would be exploring the rural countryside of Quebec.
Well, I think so. And then also, of course, it's very obviously very convenient to the United States, and yet it is a different culture. And you will see, you will notice the cultural nuances of New France.
How can you enjoy the culture a little more vividly during festival times?
There are so many festivals. I mean, this again is something brought directly from the French. Interesting festivals. We know Cirque du Soleil. I mean, the founder of Cirque du Soleil was a street performer in Trois-Rivières, Quebec. Going for the time dollars or loonies, and now is one of the wealthiest Canadians alive. And you don't just have to go to Montreal, which has two or three festivals all free a week, it seems, in the summer, but they're wonderful places. One of the favorites is Festival de la Chanson, which is in the eastern townships, and that's just Festival of the Song. And many new artists, both English and French, are
And there
discovered.
Must be a real pride with the culture, because I'm sure they just love their French language and the culture that comes with that.
It is, and it's beautiful to see, for example, a French band interpreting an Argentinian song style. It's just a different enough to be quite curious, I think, for those of us who spend our time south of the border.
Okay, Cray, I'm going to Quebec and I'm going for a maple syrup tapping party.
And while you're tapping maple syrup, make sure you head to the tap and get some of the local blonde beer. This is what they're known for.
Okay.
And then don't forget to order some poutine.
Poutine, my French fries, drizzled in gravy,
Drowned in gravy, covered with cheese curd.
Sounds like Quebec is a party waiting to happen. Thanks
Absolument.
A lot. Absolument. Merci bien.
Oui.
La vie c'est comme les montagnes russes, avec ses hauts et ses bas. Un sourire, un soupir, trois fois passera. On court toujours après ce qu'on n'a pas, yeah, yeah, à la poursuite de nos rêves. On court toujours après ce qu'on n'a pas, yeah, yeah, emmène-moi.
Up next, the top travel writer on all things Cuban joins us for an update on how things are changing there and how Americans can see it for themselves. We're at 877-333-7425. It's Travel with Rick Steves. Travel with Rick Steves is made possible in part by the European Union delegation to the USA. The European Union received the 2012 Nobel Peace Prize for promoting peace, human rights, and democracy. Information available at euintheus.org.